This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Download the Joy 94.9 smartphone app today. See joy.org.au.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Good evening, Australia. I can't believe we're on the radio again. Andrew, good evening.
Good evening, Brett. Good evening, Australia.
Oh, my goodness. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I am freezing. But apart from that, I'm marvellous.
It's a little bit cold in Melbourne tonight, isn't it?
It's 9.6 degrees, so the little clock on the wall says.
Oh, my God. Andy, we've done our podcast from last week, haven't we?
We did indeed. We put that on our Facebook page, which, if anyone's interested in going to the Facebook page, it is Chatterbox on Joy 94.9. Drop into our Facebook page and like our page, because the more likes we get, the more popular and loved that we feel.
Absolutely. So, Andy, for those of you who hadn't tuned in to Joy for Chatterbox, what's our show about?
Sure. Chatterbox is a talk show where we get a member of the community in once a week, and they get to tell their story through chat, but also through song. So they get to choose three songs, which is not an easy task.
No.
But they get to play their songs throughout the show and just talk a little bit about themselves.
Fantastic. And then, obviously, later on, we've got a bit of a quiz, and as with every show, we also finish with Midnight Summer.
Every night, I couldn't stay up till 11 o'clock every night.
But first, my love, you have chosen the first track of the evening.
I have. Now, I always like to start the show off with something a little bit dancey, and particularly tonight, we've just been out for dinner to an all-meat restaurant, so we're probably all going to slip into meat comas. So I'd like to start the show tonight with something a little bit up-tempo. It is the High Priestess of Soul, Miss Luther Vandross with Shine.
You're on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox on Joy 94.9 with Brett and Andrew. And that was the lovely Miss Luther Vandross singing Shine. Welcome to the show this evening. If you haven't tuned in before, this is a late night talk show where we bring in a member of the GLBTI community to talk about themselves, basically. Have a bit of a yarn with Brett and I, and also play a couple of their favourite tracks.
Absolutely.
But before we do, we are really desperate to hear from some of our listeners. So there's obviously tens of you listening at the moment because it is 10 past 11. So let us know what you think of the show, or if you would just like a shout out and get your name on radio. Don't call in because there's no one on reception.
Well, it's after 11 o'clock at night.
It really
the receptionist
is.
Had to go home, for God's
Let's
sake.
Let's face it, we're barely here.
I know. Speaking of which,
yeah,
we've just been joined by our fabulous guest of the evening, our dear, dear friend, Amity. Welcome, Amity, to Joy.
Hi, guys.
Thank you so much for coming out so late.
Thanks for having me. I feel like long-time listener, first-time caller.
How urban do you feel being in the city at 10 past 11 on a Wednesday night?
Very urban. My goodness.
I know. It's still quite busy down there on Bourke Street and Russell Street. There's still lots of people milling about in and out of restaurants and bars.
Absolutely. We were actually saying just before we came here that Melbourne's probably one of the few cities in Australia where you can go for a coffee and a glass of wine at 10:30 on a Wednesday night.
Absolutely, and there's still people about, so it's pretty safe as well. And it's always something happening, and the Melbourne International Film Festival apparently is coming up, which I did not know. until tonight.
So, Ammo, you're our special guest for tonight. Thank you so much for coming in. Now, obviously, we've asked you to pick some tracks that tell a little bit of your story. How hard was it to pick tracks? Because when I think of which tracks I would pick, I just keep chopping and changing. It's like, oh, no, I'm going to pull that one out and stick that one in. So how hard was it?
It was so hard. I mean... What diva do you choose? I mean, honestly.
I know there's so many.
Whitney, Mariah, Britney. I mean, it was really, really hard to nail that down. And it's actually, you need to put in some more, like, rules around what you can choose because it's very, very tricky.
This is the thing. We didn't want to put any rules in because apparently I put too many rules in life anyway. And if I learnt after my 40th birthday, you don't need to have rules.
Trying to make you a little bit more free and easy, Britt.
Yes. But no, it is hard. I mean, it's always really hard.
It's hard.
It's hard to pick out tracks every week. But I like the choices that you've made tonight. We do have to borrow and pay a few bills and then we'll come back and we're going to talk a little bit more with Amity tonight. You're listening to Chatterbox on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9 with our very, very special guest, the wonderful Amity Patton. Welcome to the studio, Amity.
Formerly Amity of Northcote.
Formerly. Now Amity of Brunswick.
I know.
I'm all hipster now, Dawn.
You are. Hey, we've already had a shout out from the lovely Moira and Ross. We love you boys. Read this out quick or we'll be asleep. Oh, bless you. Amity, early life. First song. Yes.
Look, I've chosen this song. It is a shout out to my mother, Jan of Reservoir.
The lovely Jan. Hi, Jan.
Jan, we love if you're Jan. Still awake, send a message in. But I was very blessed to have grown up with quite a camp mother. I grew up on Cher. She took me to my first Cher concert when I was 13.
How unreal.
I know. But if you've ever wondered why I'm so camp, it's because of her.
No, we met her about 9-10 years ago and everything fell into place because of that. Okay, that's why she's so camp, because she's got the most camp, wonderful mother.
She loves a leopard print dog.
Oh, look.
She's mad for it. But growing up, this is from one of her favourite performers of all time, Liza Minnelli.
Judy's daughter.
Judy's daughter. That's right.
The gays have gone hush.
And I always wanted to be a drag queen when I grew up, and I thought this would be the song. This would be my opening number.
Do you know what I'm amazed with? The amount of girls I've met over the years who have said, I've always wanted to be a drag queen. It's like, but you're a chick. No. They want the glamour, they want the glitz.
It's because of the good lashes and the makeup mainly.
Do you think that's it?
Yes. And the fake tartars.
Now, what could be the only Liza song that would sum all of this up?
Darling, it's a story. We love a story song. Oh. It's a talky story song.
It's a totally terrific, absolutely true story talky song.
I think we might let Liza ring those bells for us.
Dulcet.
I heard this.
You're enjoying 94.9.
Truly terrific, absolutely true story. And it just so happens that I told a couple of friends of mine this truly terrific, absolutely true story. And it just so happened that these friends of mine are songwriters. And guess what happened? Right? Truly terrific, absolutely true song.
Oh, Liza. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9. It's Brett and Andy, and we're joined by the beautiful Amity. Amity, what a camp old classic that was.
How can you not love it?
Oh my God. We were just talking during the song as well that yourself, myself, and a few other friends and your mum all went to see Liza a few years ago.
We did. How blessed. My mum cried. She cried in the aisles. God bless her. She was so moved.
Now,
but Liza could still bring it.
Right? I know she could. Now, speaking of your mother, we've got a bit of a shout out.
Well, she's a technological, that's the wrong word. She's a technologically savvy woman because we've had a beautiful shout out from Amity's gorgeous mum. Hello, beautiful boys and ammo. Love Jan from Reservoir. And then she came back again and said, you boys are fabulous, sounding great, Ammo. Thanks for the bells, darling. Thanks so much, Jan. And we've also had another...
Oh, you're kidding.
We have indeed. Hello, lovely boys and Amity. Sorry, doll, but your name makes me think of Amityville Horror. Thanks for Lizzie. Is Judy next? Madonna is my idol, Scotty. Oh. Well, you've got Liza.
You got Liza.
One out of three.
Thanks, Scotty.
Maybe another night. So, that was your origins. Where do you go from Liza? Oh, my God.
Cock rock, mainly. Beyonds with guitars.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So, that was because growing up in... Because we've had a few different people... In for Chatterbox, when we've done the pilot, and last week with Carmen, we had two people, coincidentally, from South Africa, and Alistair, who we had on our first pilot show, was from Gippsland. But you're a Melbourne girl, born and bred.
Yes, I grew up in the lovely town of Preston.
Yes.
I'm a northern suburbs chick, babe, born and bred.
Yeah.
We've tried to drag you this side, but you just keep going back.
I can't. I'm north.
It's like Northland and you have got an umbilical cord.
It's true. I'm deep north. You know, I'm in Brunswick now and that's further than I'd like from the north. You know, as Bridget would say, it's a bit moist.
Yes.
The north, isn't it?
Look. Well, for our interstate or even international listeners, because we did have somebody from Seoul listening last
week. Yes.
Tell them a little bit about what the northern suburbs of Melbourne are like.
Oh, can I say the W word?
The W. Maybe more ethnic than the W word.
There's soul. There's a lot of soul in the north, isn't there? There's a lot of Bogans. There's a lot of soul.
Yeah.
Isn't there?
Yeah.
So I grew up in North, because I went to all girls college out there.
Didn't have
an Australian friend until I was in my 20s. I can say all I've got out of that is I can eat international food and say a lot of swear words in different languages.
Catholic school?
Catholic dining, of course.
Oh, such a good girl.
Convent on campus. Yes.
Oh,
and we would run through at lunchtime and steal the nuns' knickers off the line.
Are you for real?
I promise you.
No.
And then we would smoke in the laneways behind. Sorry, Mum. Sorry.
It's all unravelling.
She knows. I got caught.
I just want to get back to the nuns because the story's like, because there was a school near you growing up in Cardiff, wasn't there, Andrew?
There was an orphanage and an old people's
home. The orphanage. And you said the nuns,
they were vile, vicious women.
Oh. They used to chase people.
Yeah, we used to cut through because we had friends that lived across the back and we'd jump the wall and cut through. And I swear to God, it was like being chased by the T-Rex in Jurassic Park. It was the most horrifying moment of my childhood. But no, they were vicious. They were vicious, vicious ladies. I'm not saying all nuns are like that. I'm sure there's some lovely ones. No, I've seen some nice... in Spotlight with grey cardigans and purple habits. They look nice, but these ones weren't those.
Now, what about the nuns at your school? Were they nice?
Darling, they weren't allowed near us. It was.
Oh, really?
A little bit of a different time. Unless you were in chapel. All bets are off.
Oh. See, it's quite funny because I went to, and Angie went to a state school as well, and I laugh when I hear about Catholic school and about, but it seems like you guys got up to far worse at Catholic school than at state school. Every time.
I don't think that's fair. At all. We had Jesus.
Oh, okay.
No, you do know what they say about Catholic girls, yes.
Yes.
Most of it is true, I hear.
And we'd like to say a big shout out to the Pope who may be listening from the Vatican. Do you know, I do like, now, we don't normally talk about religion, but we're here now. Mm-hmm. Let's go with this.
Yep.
I do like, I'm not a Catholic. I'm technically Church of England and I'm not even that.
Cups of tea mainly.
You're a pagan woman, Brett.
I am a pagan woman,
let's face it.
But I actually like the new Pope. I think he's really nice.
He looks mean.
Do you think so?
Yes, he does.
Look, compared to Benny the Kraut, he looks like Winnie the Pooh. Like, so he's a huge step up from the last one. But honestly, no, I'm not buying it. She's just a figurehead.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know. I think he's trying
it's
to
John
do
John Paul
good.
For me, all the way.
John Paul?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, remember the Pope?
Nice, he was nice, thing. Wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was the first one to get a mobile.
That's right.
Wasn't he?
Yes. Oh, my God.
He had a big daddy.
Do you remember when he came out to Australia?
He came out.
Hey, you heard it here first on Chatterbox.
I think he went back in pretty quick.
Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper, and if you just want to have fun, do you? Keep listening to Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. We're up to the halfway point of the show. And for those of you that have just tuned in or maybe just woken up, our show is a bit of a late night talk show where we bring in a member of the GLBTI community to tell us their story through song, chat, laughs and a bit of fun. And we're thrilled tonight to our really, really special guest, the lovely Amity. Now, Amity, your first choice was Liza Ring Them Bells. Tell us a little bit about your second track. You mentioned earlier a genre of music that I wasn't exposed to until earlier called cock rock. Tell us a little bit about your second track.
Well, growing up in the northern suburbs, Dole, you know, there's a lot of cock rock, there's a lot of glam rock, there's a lot of long hair. There was in the 80s.
Yeah,
you know, was hot, wasn't it? I'm sure the lovely lady we're about to play next would not really appreciate being called cock rock, but it sort of led me to these paths. So once I sort of got over the campness of my mother, I sort of started listening to people with guitars and all that sort of stuff. And we used to go out and see a lovely Melbourne girl called Marie Wilson who used to play. And she recently actually came back and did a show.
Oh,
we went and saw her at some really divey bar in Fitzroy, but it was awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But look, this lady is special to me and I'm sure she's special to a lot of lady loving ladies out there. You know, it's the classic, isn't it? Really?
It is. And who are we playing?
It's Melissa Etheridge.
Oh.
Similar features. But you've got to do the esh.
Oh, similar features Shimla-shar. On Chatterbox. Yeah. On your Enjoy 94.9.
Go on and close your eyes. Go on, imagine me there. She got similar features with longer hair. And if that's what it takes to get you through, go on and close your eyes. It shouldn't bother you.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. And we're joined by our very special guest, Amity, in the studio tonight. And that was her second track, which was Melissa Etheridge with Similar Features. Amity, obviously we're a GLBTI radio station and Brett and I are big G's and you're an L. So tell us a little bit. That sounded seamless in my head. It was so awful when it came out. Tell us a little bit about your coming out story, because obviously everybody's is quite different.
Mine is really different in that I never really had to come out properly. I never really had to make announcements. My mother kind of one day said to me, I know what you are. It hurts me more that you won't tell me.
Oh, bless.
God bless her. She's been the most supportive person ever. My brother used to, you know, I guess before I totally stopped dating boys, I used to sort of go backward and forward as most of the ladies do.
You did do the hokey pokey for a while.
I did. It's all right. I'm not ashamed.
But she turned herself around and that's the main thing.
That's what it's all about.
It took a while though.
Oh my God. It's like Amos and Andy here tonight. My God.
Lost my headphones. Hang on.
That's all right. Technical difficulties does come on Chatterbox. Oh, it is part of the show.
So how old were you when you sort of twigged first started to twig?
I reckon I was in high school when I first started to twig, and I sort of used to have little crushes on people and that sort of stuff, and we used to go to Three Faces and the Exchange all the time and hang out there. So I had some really good girlfriends who were both lesbians who, you know, used to hang out with a lot. And that was actually really cool for me, because being around those girls, and they were actually from, I don't even, you know, from quite strict, you know, backgrounds. And they couldn't, you know, ever come out.
Yep.
And in fact, I don't even think one of them actually still has to this day. But look, for me, I guess it was an easier transition because my brother used to run around. My brother knew for a long time, and he used to run around singing. I think there's an Aerosmith song that goes something like "Everyone loves you when you're bi," and he used to sing that at me for years. He's from the cock rock period.
Yeah,
still is. God bless you, Toddy. Shout out. Yeah. But, you know, he sang that for years. And look, mum knew and she sort of said that. And then we were off, she'd love you all the same and that sort of stuff, which was really cool.
Yeah.
My dad, I didn't take it very well.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't accept it for quite a few years. I mean, I never told him to his face. My mum told him, him. So, yeah, he didn't actually come to my house for the first time until many years later. And I was living with a girl in Brisbane at the time and he came over for dinner and that was the first time he'd ever, since I left home, sort of come to my house, you know. And, and I would have been in my 30s then, I guess.
Wow.
And he, at that point, was like, yep, I'm good. And, you know, it also helped that the girlfriend I was seeing at the time played guitar and played a bit of Neil Diamond. So, you know.
she serenaded him.
Yeah, she did. Absolutely.
I'm just trying to picture your ex with your dad serenading a Neil Diamond song.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Hot August Night?
I think it was. Jerry. How does that one go?
Jerry.
She's got the way to move me, Jerry. Yeah.
She's which got is probably the not way appropriate. Oh. But that's oh, my God. Well, oh.
But Dad's been good ever since. So I guess for me, it's been quite lucky. My granddad was a career sailor. So, you know, he said to me at the time, I don't get what those homosexuals do. But I understand what you do.
Oh. Caring and a bit
caring
creepy.
Caring and,
Now, we've had another shout out.
Oh, my goodness.
And it says, love a woman with a guitar and a chip on her shoulder, Amma. Love you, Sasha.
Sasha Bowen of North Fitzroy / Brunswick.
Oh, look. I love someone who's bi-coastal or bi-property, really. Hey, next song, Am. What's this song that you've chosen next?
Oh, this song is an old favourite of mine. And in fact, when I had to choose my songs, I looked at some of the ones that I play the most on my iPod. Yes. And this came up quite high.
Oh, I'm not surprised. Look, it's
Islands
track.
In the Stream. It's Dolly and Kenny. It takes me to a very fun place. It's actually one of my happy songs.
Oh. Can I say?
It's Camp of the Christmas.
When you sent your playlist through, it was quite funny because you sent it through on Saturday and there was Liza Minnelli and there was Melissa Etheridge and then there was Dolly Parton. And it was like, oh my God, that's two parts gay man, one part gay woman.
I know.
Which I think is pretty much the right ratio for you. It's the way I've always thought of you.
That's right.
Well, here they are now, Dolly and Kenny. You're enjoying 94.9 Islands in the Stream.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. And I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going on.
This Joy program has a podcast, and you can subscribe to it at joy.org.au.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9, and we're thrilled to have our wonderful guest Amity in the studio with us tonight. Hi, Am.
Hi, guys.
Now, we've talked about you growing up in the north, being terrorised by nuns. We've slandered the Pope. We've talked about cock rock, which you didn't know about. Now is the point of the show where we ask a few embarrassing questions.
Because clearly there's more to ask.
Yeah.
And this section of the show is called Out of the Box. And it's where we like to ask a couple of awkward, embarrassing questions of our guests / victims each week. So the first question I'm going to roll with this week is, who was your first celebrity crush?
If I'm really honest, it was Joe from Facts of Life. I think her name was Nancy in real life.
I think so, Nancy, yes.
I don't know, but she was butchy.
Do you know what? The amount of girls who like Joe because she was the tomboy.
It's so cliched, right?
Yeah. No.
No, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You know who I also like?
Who?
Christy McNichol.
Oh, from. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
From hot, that pirate hot. Movie in the 80s.
Yeah, and she was in that
she had
other
that
film.
Thing on her face.
Yeah.
Like a
yeah.
mole.
She was hot.
She was in that other film with Tatum O'Neill as well. And yeah, she was, yeah, definitely.
Hot. Yeah. Oh, well, thumbs up to both of those.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah. That's not embarrassing.
I had revealing. A big crush on Bross not long after. So, yeah.
Oh,
well, went
then,
well.
Then it's all gone downhill.
Mm. When will I be famous? They should have asked that 10 years after.
The next question is, what is your guilty... I've got heaps of these, but what is your guilty pleasure movie? That movie that you just love that's awful.
Point Break.
Oh, with what's
Keanu
his name?
Reeves.
Yes.
And Tank Girl. And Patrick Swayze being pretty zapper. And there's quite a hot patootie moment with Tank Girl and Keanu. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I also had a crush on Keanu and Tank Girl at different times.
I quite like Tank Girl.
Yeah.
I like Tank
what's
Girl.
Her
she
name?
Was cool.
Anyway,
can't
life,
remember
I don't
now.
Know.
No.
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
But just the acting is poor. The way Keanu says, definitely.
That's a really good Keanu.
It really is.
Yes, I've had practice.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I should watch that more often than I should care to admit.
That is okay. Andy, what's next on the slab?
Now, the last question is, what's the most embarrassing song that you've got on your iPod that gets the thrashing?
I have to admit that I play Christmas songs all year round. I play them as a happy thing in the morning. And
you know.
Bublé gets a bit of a beating.
Which one? Just the whole Christmas album?
No, look. Jingle Bells.
Oh!
Oh! I love the bit at the start where he says, are you ready, girls? And they say, ready, Mr. Bublé.
That's the one with the Papini sisters.
Is it?
Yes, that's the girls who go, da 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 da. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because you and I bonded many, many years ago over the deep, deep love and almost the 12-month-a-year love of Christmas, didn't we?
Love the Christmas more than anything else ever.
Absolutely. Look, I know with my – I look at my playlist sometimes and I look – the thing that turns up more than anything is Mariah, All I Want for Christmas Is You. And it was the good old Mariah before she turned into like a singing cleavage, which she is now. It was good curly-haired, skinny Mariah.
It was.
I tell you what, if that song comes on, I'm literally down in the garage pulling Christmas decorations.
You know that we've had to set some rules up around Christmas at our house.
Oh, I can imagine.
Very strict guidelines.
Well, I've said.
I thought it was after Cup.
After Cup Day, it has to come down before Australia Day.
That gives That's me 3 months.
Absolutely.
To keep the tree up.
Well, I'm following your rules now, so yep. I'm after Cup. Before, sometime in
yeah, sometime
Jan.
Early Jan.
Months
yeah. early
to
Jan.
Plan,
yeah.
days to put up.
Yeah,
I need
does.
3 months.
Yeah.
Hey, we've had a couple of shout-outs have come through as well. First off, there is nothing wrong with Point Break. Love, Rena.
Rena.
Oh.
It's Rena.
That's a boy's name, Brett. That's the boy's name.
Hi, Ren. Thanks for the shout.
Thanks,
Rena.
That's my housemate, everyone, an old friend.
Oh, I do
He's
apologize.
He's like a brother to me, that boy.
Sorry,
Rena.
It's Rena.
Thanks,
yeah, okay. Andy, next one.
We've also had one from, and let's face it, what would be a chatterbox without a shout-out from Brett's gorgeous sister, Sissy? Hello, lovelies. You're having too much fun tonight. Sounds wonderful. Thanks for the Dolly Kenny song, Amity. Now I can sleep happy. Lots of love, Sissy.
Oh, hi, Beck.
Love you, Sissy.
And just to say as well, I hope my sister is getting well. She's been a bit under the weather of late.
Has she?
And she's just resting up at home, and our thoughts are with you, my love.
Oh,
we miss you
heaps. Get well, yeah. Beck. Yeah. Last time I saw her, she was having a marvellous time.
Oh, well, we all had a marvellous time in Bali this year.
Didn't we?
It was fantastic. And now we've come back to, I'm just looking at the joy clock, and it's tonight's going to be 9 degrees, and currently it's 11.6 degrees. Oh, get us back to that warm sun next to the pool on the roof.
I've got a shirt, a jumper and a jacket on and we all went out to this restaurant where they serve nothing but meat, so I'm getting the meat sweats at the moment. I'm actually glad that it's only 9 degrees outside.
Hey, we're almost near the end of the show, but we will be back after these short messages.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our very special guest, Amity, tonight on Joy 94.9. We've reached nearly the end of the show. I can't believe how quick this hour has gone.
I cannot believe how quick that went.
Because you were a little bit nervous before coming into the studio. I think we put the fear of God into you when we took you for dinner and took you through the run sheet.
It was the schedule. Got me. Oh, my God. I'm going to miss my cue, 11:03.
Can I say you've been an absolutely fantastic guest.
And absolutely,
we knew you would be, but you've just been even better than we thought you would. So thank you so much for coming in.
Guys, thank you so much for having me. Thank you for, I didn't realise how good you are at this. What? And I'll be singing your praises. Look, how professional. I've taken photos for the people to show how you press all these buttons and do business here.
Well, look, can I say, it's a big thanks to the training that we get here at Joy. Oh. It's an 8-week course.
Absolutely.
That covers so many things and different aspects of radio broadcasting as well as community radio. So a big thanks to Joy for allowing Andy and I on you on as a guest.
And if anyone's interested, actually, in doing the Taste of Radio course, go to the Joy website where you can find all the details. As Brett said, it's usually held in the Joy offices. Yeah. It's an 8-week course. It's a great way to meet other people that have got an interest in broadcasting. And it doesn't always have to be on air. There's often a lot of support roles that go into making shows.
Absolutely.
If you're interested, go to joy.org.au and find the details for the Taste of Radio course.
Fantastic. Hey, so last song. Now, as we've as I've spoken about last week as well, because we go up to the midnight hour, it's the midnight summer. Now, Amity, because you came on, and I know you're a bit of a chick from the 80s, I wanted to dedicate this. It's Love Is in Control, or also known as Finger on the Trigger.
Oh.
This was one of Miss Summer's hits from the 80s. And this is
Finger
a nice
on
little...
the trigger.
No, mm. Yes.
Mm. One of the lesser known hits.
Yeah. But as Donna fades us out, Amity, any final words for tonight?
Thanks, guys, for listening. Thanks, Mum, for staying up.
Andy, any final thoughts?
Look, happy birthday on Monday, Nicola, and good night, Australia, and thanks for listening.
Good night, Australia.
See ya.
Bye.
Joy.
In Melbourne, joy.org.au for the world.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.